I got a question for you. Why do you even try to hide it? Why do I try to hide it? Why does anybody try to hide it? You can't hide anything from him. There's not one thing, not even a thought, not even in the dark, not even when you're all alone by yourself in a cave. You can't hide anything from him. So why don't we just practice the opposite and openly tell him everything? Well, we'd be surprised what happens if we do, and that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. You can reach me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Robbie, thanks for reaching out. Great insight, great questions, and I will email you back ASAP. Also, we are brought to you by WellBuiltBody.com, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Speaking of the gym, yesterday it was raining here in Minnesota. Crazy. And the gym was slammed. It was packed. So apparently when it rains, people don't want to sit at home. They want to go to the gym and sweat. It was miserable. All the newbies who started, please go back home. You're making it hard on me. All right, sorry. I had to vent. It's cheaper than a psychiatrist. Hey, also, don't forget, we just launched Mingle Mate Mary. It's on all social media channels. And we just dropped our first podcast. It is crappy audio. We didn't realize our mics were feeding off of each other, so we had to end up doing the whole editing process off of one mic. But I promise from here on out, it'll be better. But good material, very good material if you're in a relationship and you need help. And who isn't and who doesn't, right? So check out the Marry, Mate, Mingle podcast, wherever you get your podcast. So let's jump into today. I'm actually talking about something. I posted this on the social media channels for Mingle, Mate, Marry, but it got such a rise out of people, especially women, I'll be honest, that I thought, you know what? There is probably some worth here to go over this in regards to who we are with Jesus. Meaning this, when you look through the Gospels and you see how people interacted with Jesus, those who got the most out of it, those who were called the most faithful, the most blessed, those who made the greatest connection were vulnerable. You look at Mary and Martha. Mary sat at Jesus' feet, which was very vulnerable because she wasn't allowed to. She wasn't supposed to. It was against the law to sit at a teacher's feet if you were a woman. So she puts herself in a place of great vulnerability. Then you look at the woman who came in during dinner when Jesus was eating with a Pharisee and poured perfume over Christ's feet, let down her hair and began to wipe his feet. She was a prostitute. She had a terrible, terrible background, and everyone knew it. And she knew what everyone was going to say. She didn't probably know what Jesus was going to say or what he would do, but she put herself in a position of vulnerability. Then the man who looked at Jesus in the eyes, and he said, "Jesus, I believe, but help my unbelief." Talk about such vulnerability to tell Jesus exactly where your heart's at. How many Christians could learn from that, right? I believe. But inside we're like, but I don't know what will happen. I don't know if I believe. And then you have the woman who snuck up and touched Jesus' robe. She wasn't supposed to be around people. She wasn't supposed to touch anybody because of her issue of blood. And she sneaks in and touches his robe. And then when he cries out and says, "Somebody touched me. Who touched me?" He allowed her to be vulnerable. He probably knew who it was. Of course he knew who it was. But he allows her that moment to be vulnerable. And she says, "I touched you, Lord." Amazing. And then one of my favorites is Nicodemus, who's a Pharisee. And he comes in at night. He sneaks in to see Jesus at night. But he's vulnerable because he knows, Jesus knows he's a Pharisee. And yet in all the interactions from that day forward with the Pharisees, when they tried to trap him and question him and bust him, even though Nicodemus was still on Jesus' side, we see that later on because he was with Joseph of Arimathea and buried Christ's body. He never pointed him out. He never looked at Nicodemus in the crowd of Pharisees and said, "You, why are you with them? Why are you doing this? Why do you?" Nicodemus was incredibly vulnerable before Jesus. And this is what happens when you're vulnerable. First of all, you have to understand that it's a pathway to a deeper intimacy with Jesus. When you're vulnerable, you are allowing yourself to get into an intimate position with Christ that you might never, ever get to without being completely vulnerable. Look, when you get before God and you're vulnerable, you got to share your hurt, your misunderstanding, your conflict, but it will begin to create the relationship you've always wanted with God. Anyone who's been in a relationship, my husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, knows that it's to be healthy, to have a strong relationship, it takes a long-term commitment to be vulnerable to get to that point. You have to be willing to walk through a lot of pain to get to that point. You have to be willing to be vulnerable with Jesus for a long time and do what he asks you to do. And to you build that situation, that moment in your life where you feel truly intimate. But here's what you need to understand. When you begin to do this, intimacy doesn't just show up overnight, right? It doesn't drop out of the clouds. It's actually a muscle. Intimacy is simply something that we do again and again and again, and over consistent practice and interaction with the Holy Spirit of being vulnerable, we create this ability to connect and be intimate on a whole different level. I guarantee you this, the people that you look at, the people that you know that seem the most intimate and the most connected to Jesus are probably the most vulnerable with Jesus. These are my sins, these are my doubts, these are my hurts, these are my fears, these are my questions, I don't understand. Father, meet me here where I'm vulnerable, and he will. And you will create an incredible depth to your understanding and knowledge of who God is, and your friendship will blossom like it never has before. Garth Ekman, David Alliance, be vulnerable.